Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, have you ever lived in another state besides Virginia?
No, Jim. I've lived here my whole life, except for 6 months when I lived in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately, I fell in with the wrong crowd down there, and the authorities sent me back to Virginia.
Wow. What kind of crowd was it?
It was a gang called the Wild-Eyed Southern Boys.
There you go. Okay, Patrick, we need to call an audible, all right, for this episode. I know we've been promoting that this would be the intern's new music episode.
Yes.
You know, and usually that's how it works. We do our new music episodes, and then the interns come right after that. The interns didn't have a lot to contribute this particular month, which is fine. I always say it's optional. Yeah. It's not required.
Totally.
It won't go down in your, you know, performance review or anything. And it's always an optional thing, and they didn't really have a lot, so I'll explain as we get to all of that, but this is an Omaha situation. This is an audible. So what we're going to do on this episode instead, we do have two intern recordings to play. Two of them did send stuff in, but actually only one of them addresses new music from March. The other is on sort of a different topic, but I'll explain that as well. And then figured, why don't we just go ahead and get to Stephen Routledge today as well.
Sure.
So
why not?
Stephen Routledge, listener, he usually kicks us off because he started the whole trend here of people sending in new music recommendations. So so that's what we'll do. We'll have two intern recordings, two intern calls, and then a Stephen Routledge.
Sounds good.
Routledge is going to be in the middle. Anyway, just follow it as it goes along. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. Yeah. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
Okay, so here we're going to start with intern Sam, all right?
Great.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, fellow interns and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam here with my March new music pick. Hit it. Who y'all came to see tonight? The month of March brought us Silk Sonic, a new music project between Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, two unbelievably talented musicians, and let me tell you, it's funky. Have us like this groove down for nothing. So that was just the intro to Silk Sonic, which reminds me so much of 80s P-Funk, Parliament Funkadelic. They even got Bootsy Collins to introduce Silk Sonic at the end of that intro track, so the callback to that music style is pretty obvious. Now onto the single that took the world by storm, Leave the Door Open. Upon first listen, it comes off as a generic love song, but the more you listen, you realize just how smooth the wordplay is and the instrumentation. I mean, I felt like I was listening to a combination of The Temptations and The Miracles. It's 70s soul with a modern sound. When Bruno and Anderson performed this at the Grammys, they even sported outfits that made you feel like you were watching a classic Motown performance. So, Silk Sonic has an album coming out at some point this year, and wow, I can't wait to listen to it. I think this is going to be a chart smasher. Thank you all so much for listening. Be well and keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, so there you go. Thank you, intern Sam,
Sam.
So he has the Silk Sonic recommendation, as I did a couple of days ago.
Yep.
And again, want to, you know, disclaimer here. We don't listen to the intern recordings before we make our own picks, so I did not purposely steal your thunder there there, Sam, but I'm happy to see that, you know, we're on the same wavelength with this is really cool.
Absolutely.
Plus Sam got a couple little clips in there from the other track that's already out there, which is the intro track, apparently on this
that
album when it comes out, so you got that.
Yeah. That was impressive.
So then the other song is Leave the Door Open, and you heard that a couple days ago, so no need to get back on that today, but
yep,
awesome. Thanks, Sam. I know this is, like, you know, right in your wheelhouse, Sam, and I think it's really cool, and
without a doubt,
such a delight to hear this music. So okay,
yeah, I can't wait for the record. As Sam said, I think he's right, it's gonna be a chart smasher.
Totally. So okay, now let's get to let's go to Stephen Routledge. Listener Stephen Routledge over there in Scotland. He always, always without fail calls in with new music picks. He's got it. The man with
Hi, Jim and Patrick, intern Sam, Sammy, Matt and Mary, as well as Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for March. Before I get to them, though, I just need to add how much I enjoyed Patrick's transfer window-style pre-episode bits last month. Never fear, there is no danger of me quitting my RTS new music slot for another pod. However, if you do want to redo my contract, I believe Drew Rosenhaus is the man to get me the biggest multiple of my current retainer. After last month, when there was some overlap with both your and some fellow listeners' picks, I thought I needed to try a little bit harder this month. Hopefully I'll have achieved that. Now, I am aware that previous podcast guest and creator of several of my favourite records, Gary Laris, had a new song out this month, but somewhat controversially I'm not going to pick that, so I don't think it's the best song released in March that he appeared on. Instead, I'm going to pick Goodbye Nicolina by Steve Almas from his March the 5th released album, Everywhere You've Been, which has the aforementioned Mr. Laris providing harmony vocals. A beautiful slice of Americana, elevated by tremolo and reverb-drenched guitar twang, and some non-ironic key changes. Lovely stuff. Moving on to my second pick. And I know amongst the listeners there are fans of jangle pop, psychedelia and the classic 60s sound. Put all these together and you have I Tried by Dave Burkham. The drum beat, the 12-string electric, the harmonies, even the vocal tone can make you think this was released in 1967 or 68, not 2021. I'm sure this will find some fans among my fellow listeners. As a bonus, Mr. Burkham has also put out a cover of Chris Bell's Look Up this month. So clearly a man of good taste. Going to get a bit heavier for my next pick, which is Remember When, from the album Neurotis, by Chicago rockers Chevelle. I love the power and punch of this, whilst it keeps the melodic content high. I get major Deftones vibes from this one, with a similarly dense and grinding wall of guitar sound. A left turn after the heaviness of Chevelle is Heartlow by Jane Weaver. This is a very interesting piece of music. It starts with some electronic wake-up noise before a signal-like riff picks up and kind of floats over a synth bass line, not quite in sync, but offset. Then the guitar part and drums layer in, and it sounds like they're all playing a slightly different song, but it all fits together to give this otherworldly feel. A mixture of electronica, indie vocals, and production that is both modern and vintage at the same time. Very different, but very enjoyable. Keeping in the slightly out there feel for my final choice is In the Garden from the new Half a Human EP by New Jersey band Real Estate. I feel this could be right in the sweet spot for Nick Scalera. Like Dave Burkham, this has jangling guitars, adding in delightfully floaty vocals in what feels like a song to usher in summer. It still has that slightly off-kilter feel throughout the chorus though. Is this indie jazz or jazz indie, I wonder? Well, that will do for this month. And as things edge towards a return to normality, hopefully you and the listeners are all well. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
All right, thank you, Stephen, for all of that.
Beautiful, thank you, Stephen.
Now, do we have to work through Drew Rosenhaus just... like in general to get him like to submit his monthly picks or that not part of the deal?
I hope not. Yeah. I mean, I think that's basically, you know, contract negotiations.
Oh, so. Okay. It's only for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ongoing. The pod will have no comment at this time while negotiations are ongoing.
That's right. Okay. Okay. So his first pick here was by Steve Almas. Mm-hmm. And it also includes Gary Loris, apparently, on the track.
Yeah, amazing. A very Jayhawks-esque title, right? Goodbye, Nicolina.
Goodbye, Nicolina.
Definitely sounds like, yeah, something like that.
By the inside your love is both heaven and hell.
All right, that is a very nice song.
Yeah, really nice. Really nice.
Are you familiar much with Steve Almas? Apparently, he's been around for quite a while and was in Beat Rodeo.
Yeah. Now that I'm reading here about him, interesting. He apparently did some stuff with the Suicide Commandos, too, way back in the early days. And now he's... So, makes sense. Some of that same Minneapolis Midwestern pedigree that some of the Jayhawks had.
Yep.
Very cool. I didn't really, you know, have any awareness of his solo work, but I do now. And I really like the sound of that. As Stephen pointed out, that steel guitar was beautiful, very haunting. I liked it a lot.
I like that. And I like it sort of mixed with those kind of like Flying Burrito Brothers type of harmonies, right?
You know, great shout. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So this next one here is Dave Burkham, and the song is I Try. All right, there you go. That is Jangle Pop for sure.
That really is Jangle Pop, yeah, with a little bit of almost specterish kind of vocaling or underbeat there. That's really something. Heavy on the treble.
Yes, for sure.
I never complain about that.
Was that the one where you said like it looks like it could have come out in the late 60s or that sort of thing? Even if you look at the graphics on this album, you would think that. Like if you were like some future like archaeologist, you like dug this up. Yeah. That's how you would like carbon date it, right? You'd be like, oh, this is from 1968. You would have no idea. So
obviously the 60s. Yeah. And apparently does a Chris Bell cover as well. So there you go. Got all the power pop things in line. That's cool.
That's right. Okay.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Now, next up is Chevelle. Chevelle's been around for a while, sort of a hard rocking band, right? And this song Stephen likes is Remember When. Okay, for all you emo kids out there, got some Chevelle.
Yeah, and I'll agree with what Steven said, too. Definitely got some Deftones vibes off of that music there, which is cool, too. That's a band I like, the Deftones.
Okay, and then next up is Jane Weaver.
I'm looking forward to this one based on Steven's description, yeah.
Heartlow. All right, what'd you think?
I liked it. Unusual, as kind of like Steven said, it's it was very shimmery, but also, it had like an ethereal quality to it. But it's hard to say, like, is that indie rock or is that it's got some electronic elements to it as well? And
it does.
Interesting.
It's almost ambient in some ways, too.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good call. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's
the way that vocal is really floating along up there. Yeah,
it's kind of almost hard to kind of grab onto anything, at least on the first listen. You might have to give that a couple more listens, right?
That's a great observation, Jim. I think that's exactly what that sounded like. And I like music like that. That's kind of slippery at first and challenges you to try to identify where it's coming from. And to me, that's stimulating and interesting. I like that. I like it to be a little bit of a puzzle to put all the things together.
Yep.
So very, very interesting. Jane Weaver. Very cool.
Yes, like that. Okay, and then the last pick this month from Steven is by the band Real Estate. I like Real Estate.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is In the Garden. Okay, there you go. Now, the thing I always like about Real Estate, and I think that's evident there as well, is they seem to really like craft their songs very well, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be for every setting,
right.
it has a sort of a certain mood that you have to be, you have to want at that time, but if you're into it, I think they're just some really nicely well-done songs, you know.
Very cool. And almost like a windows down, driving in the springtime kind of a song as well. I like that about it, kind of swaying in the breeze. But that's a great observation, Jim. I mean, it does sound like there's a lot of care taken. It's really worked on and gotta appreciate that. Not to be confused with Sunny Day Real Estate, folks.
That's a different band.
That's a different thing. Yeah, yes. Different thing. The other side of the country.
Now, I promise we did have a recording here from intern Sammy.
Yeah.
Samantha Reed. Now, so Matt said, you know, he didn't really have anything new this month. That was fine.
Right.
Then Mary followed, said she didn't really have anything new this month. She was going to opt out as well. So that's fine. And then I said, you know, Sammy, what about you? And she said, I have something that's new to me. And I said, it's a little bit outside the rules here of the new music month, but, you know, is it something at least recent? And she says, it's 38 special. And I was like, so answer's no. I said, we'll do this as the play out. That'll be fun. So here's.
Oh, yeah, that'll be cool.
Here's intern Sammy's message this month.
Okay.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns, and of course, Jim and Patrick. This is intern Sammy with my March new music pick. And this month, it's not so much new music as new to me. And the song that I'm picking is Wild-Eyed Southern Boys by 38 Special. And I recently learned that this is both my mom's favorite band and favorite song. And that's kind of wild because she'd never mentioned it before. And me and all my siblings were like, what? So it's just a fun listen and even funnier to know it's my mom's favorite song. So I hope you enjoy. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep on rocking the suburbs.
So there you go. That we'll end the show with that, right?
The things you learn about your parents inadvertently. There's got to be more to that story.
There has to be. We need to know more. Keep exploring this. Keep, you know.
Keep digging it out of her. We got to find out.
That's exactly right. Because they live out. Sammy's out there in like the Bay Area. What would be the connection to 38 Special out there?
I have no clue. Yeah. I have no clue.
Especially
find this out.
Wild-Eyed Southern Boys.
Yeah.
This is really interesting. And what a revelation to be like a young adult and be like, just learning now, your mother's favorite band. Like, how is that possible?
38 Special.
Right. This is really interesting. I will say this about 38 Special. When I was when I was growing up in Ohio, and they were on MTV a little bit back then, so, and they were on the radio too, but I had no interest. I had like zero interest in like anything Southern rock. It just was not, it just did not appeal to me at that time in my life. And so it just, you know, for my environment, whatever, just was not interested. So I gave them no credibility at all. I was just like, forget it. 38 Special means nothing to me. Irrelevant.
Right.
So then, only recently in the last few years have I like sort of rediscovered them a little bit. And I was like, you know, they were just writing pop songs. Those are they're really hooky and, you know, well done little pop songs, you know, just with that kind of twang added on, you know, and those, you know, and that sort of guitar sound that makes it, it gives it that kind of Southern rock kind of bent, but they're just, that's all it is, you know?
Yep. And I got to tell you, I saw them play once in the 80s, and it was awesome. They came out, and they opened up with Fortunate Son by Creedence and went on to play like all their hits and stuff. It was really good. I was very entertained by it.
There you go. So not a bad choice. Okay. All right. So we'll play out with that. And next week, we'll have actually a whole week of listener March new music picks. So the listeners came in really strong this month. We have a lot of calls. All right.
Great. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later. and one quick note about Steven here. He's based on his urging, his and some of the off mic, you know, conversations we have through social media and stuff like that. I picked up at the local grocer here. I picked up a bottle of HP sauce. Do you know what HP sauce is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The brown sauce. Yeah. That's a British staple,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I tried it and I actually messaged with him to ask him like, what do I put this on? Cause I couldn't quite get it. It like, doesn't seem like it's like steak sauce, but it doesn't seem like
it's
like, I don't know. I wasn't sure what it is exactly. And like I said, brown sauce is about the best way you could describe it. And I've tried it a little bit and I'm still evaluating. I'm not sure where what my position is quite yet on HP sauce.